Hey, VoiceTubers, how's life? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's a great day for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is Color Science, Pixar in a Box. I have never been good with colors since I was little. To me, there are only seven colors, the colors of the rainbow. I never really noticed or cared about the different shades of each color. To me, they were all the same. My friends would even joke about me being aesthetically challenged. How about you? Are you good with colors or are you like me? Let me know in the comments. Today we are going to look at the artists from Pixar and see how the usage of the right colors is critically important when it comes to storytelling, and find out the science behind colors. First, let's take a look at our sentence today. Color is a term that we use to describe a collection of attributes, hue and saturation and value, that describes how we see things. Color is a term that we use to describe a collection of attributes, hue and saturation and value, that describes how we see things. And now let's move on to today's vocabulary.
首先今天第一个单字我们要看到的是 term。 Term 这是一个名词，它的意思有术语、专门名词及措辞的意思。我们来看个例句
：I am not familiar with chemical terms.
我不熟悉化学术语。那这边我补充一个，如果我们要说学期的话，除了 semester， 我们也可以说 term，因为在英国的用法其实都是以 term 比较多。那在美国的话是以 semester 为主。像我们在学校有期中考，这个就叫做 mid term。 不过期末考的话就不叫做 final term， 就叫做 finals 而已。那我们来看一下这个字它延伸出来的一个片语，叫做 in terms of。 in terms of 这个是一个很好用的片语，它的意思就是从某方面来说，根据某方面来看。那我们来看一个例句
：In terms of money, I was better off in my last job.
就收入而言，我上一份工作赚的比较多。 那我们来看下一个单字，这个单字叫做
attribute。attribute呢，它是一个名词，它的意思是特性、特质跟属性的意思。那我们先来看一个例句：organizational ability is an essential attribute for a good
manager。那这个例句的意思呢，就是组织能力是一个出色的经理必备的素质。那接着我们来看一下这个字它延伸出来的一个片语。 那这边的话呢，就不念 attribute， 这边就要念成 attribute something to somebody， attribute something to somebody， 这个意思就是认为某人有某种特性。那我们来看一下一个例句
：I wouldn't dream of attributing such a lack of judgment to you。
我做梦也想不到你会如此缺乏判断力。那我们来看下一个单字，这个单字叫做 hue。 这是一个名词，意思是颜色、色彩、色调。那我们来看一个例句
：In the Caribbean waters, there are fish of every hue.
加勒比海水域的鱼五颜六色。那这个加勒比海呢，就是 Caribbean waters， 它的念法是 Caribbean。接着我们来看一个同义字，叫做 tone。tone 这也是色调的意思。那先看个例句。
This tone of blue suits you very well.
这个色调的蓝色很适合你。那在这边呢，除了 tone， 你也可以用 shade， 那就会变成
This shade of blue suits you very well.
所以基本上 hue 还有 tone 跟 shade 这三个字是一样的意思。接着我们来看下一个单字
saturation。
saturation 这个是物理或化学的饱和度的意思。 那在影片中的用法呢，是指颜色的这个饱和度，通常会拿来形容物理或化学的饱和度。那你也可以用作人口或是市场的饱和度。那我们来看个例句：Demand
for cars in the developed world will reach a saturation point within 20 years.
已发展国家的汽车需求将在20年内达到饱和。接着我们来看一下这个字它的形容词 saturated。 Saturated， 它意思是 浸透渗透的意思，就是很湿很湿这样子。那这边的例句是 His shirt was saturated with sweat. 他的衬衫上浸满了汗水，就是他流了很多汗之后，衣服全部就湿掉了。那另外一个我们常在新闻上有听到的，这个叫做饱和脂肪。饱和脂肪呢，它这个意思就是 saturated fat。所以如果你在新闻啊，或是广播，你听到 saturated fat， 你就知道他在讲的是饱和脂肪。Okay, guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure you leave a comment and a recording. I will be very happy and see you next time.